we're very cognizant of the fact that we could get relegated. If the results didn't go for us and every other result went the way it could have went, we were going to be in a dangerous position. And it looked like that for a long part of the day, from what I was hearing. The games were going that way, that Kerry could have won, Roscommon could have won, Monaghan could have won, and we put our game really, you know, difficult, put us in a real difficult place. And thankfully we got out of it, just that we controlled our own destiny this time for a change.
Yeah, Monaghan, of course, doing what they did best, they survived. That'll give them a good shot in the arm in terms of confidence coming here in a few weeks now.
Well, like the last week's game against Monaghan, you couldn't use that as a barometer of where Monaghan are, because a lot of things went wrong for them. The two men sent off.
Yeah.
In the first half, let's face it, we had 7 scores. We had 8 scores and we had 6. So whenever you look at it, 2 goals in that, but that it was more realistic picture of it, probably. So we have 3 weeks now to get prepared
for Monaghan. From Ron's point of view, I suppose the end of the day today was worth the result. We got it and we're in the division, satisfied. Are you happy with the preparation for how you're going in terms of fitness, in terms of players coming back, in terms of options that you have now coming into the championship?
Well, I suppose we never looked at the championship, or our big aim or objective here was to stay in Division 1. And we put ourselves in a bad position with the start we had. Our backs were to the wall for the last 3 or 4 games. And thankfully, the boys, you know what, they dug it out whenever it mattered. And all credit to them for that.
What's your reflection on the league, Brian? It was a league of two halves, probably for Tyrone, with a poor start, with 3 defeats in the first 4 games, and then 3 wins on the spin.
As I said, we were very slow to get off the mark and suffered a few, you know, bad defeats. And we deservedly suffered them defeats, because whilst we played well in parts, we didn't play well for long enough. And then whenever we didn't play well, we were really punished. We really suffered heavily. Teams with goals against us, and that's what killed us. But thankfully, we're starting to turn a few of them things around, getting more defensively solid and pegging off a few more scores. But you know what? We have a lot more work to do. That's what's no mistake about it. We're not the finished article yet.
Do you feel the players are getting back close to what they were feeling and what they were displaying in 2021?
Well, we're a work in progress. We're getting better. I think performance today there, you know, that game was nipping tough for a long part of it, and it could have went either way, and you wouldn't have said at the end up that neither team didn't deserve it, because it was that close. So we're under no illusions. Whenever you won, you're not, everything isn't perfect. Whenever you lose, everything isn't a disaster either, or, you know, somewhere in between. And not realistic enough to, we'll enjoy this right now, but realistic enough to know that we have a lot more work to do, and we'll have a lot more tests and bigger tests ahead.
Rooney back in too, and kicked a couple of points as well, Brian. Bruce with obviously living
he's very
well.
Good. He's come back and he's worked really hard to get himself into shape. You know, when he's stuck at it, and just got on with it, and he got a chance today, and you know, he didn't do himself any harm on it, let's say that.
You always need to be refreshing things up a bit, Brian, and you know, and uncovering new talent, new players, and the likes of Joel Goose and Cormac Quinn. You must be delighted with the way they have developed during this league.
Definitely, the new boys have come, you know, and Joe's come in, Cormac has come in, done well, David McGrew's come in, Dara's really pushed on, you have Niall Delvin there, you have Michael McLean today, so it's good to see them boys in a bit of fresh blood, and you need that bit of competition, a bit of age and the thing, so it's good to have that.
And you also, you still need the likes of Matty Donnelly and Peter Hart pushing things as well, you know, that bit of guidance and wisdom that they bring to it.
They bring a sense of control, so they do, and just a bit of know-how whenever it's needed. Know when to speed things up, when to slow things down, and that just comes with experience. And you know, these two boys have done that for a number of years now, and continue to do it.
You strike me, Brian, if you don't mind saying it, somebody who'd be looking for 14 points from a league. Would you have taken 8, or where do you see the, you know, the league as a, you know, in its entirety?
You go out every day to one, and you know, it's disappointing if you don't want. And I don't think I'm any different from any other manager or any other player for that matter. Everybody wants to win every day. That's what we're all good. We're all fairly competitive, and we were very disappointed with our start, but you know, it was what it was. The matches we lost, could we have won? Yes, we could have had, but did we deserve to win? No, we didn't. And yet realistic enough to pick up from where you have made the mess ups. And the boys are very open, and they want to learn, and they take on board learning, and they work really hard in training, and they knuckle down well. They've not that there for the last, played a lot of football over the last 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. So they have, and they've done a lot of training and worked hard, and you know, thankfully today they can enjoy it the night, so they can, you know, because they deserve it.
Yeah, to come back to finish like that after Roma, really, in fairness, did didn't put it up to us.
I didn't. Armagh put up to us. And, you know, like, would a draw have been a fair result? It would have been if Armagh had pipped it. You couldn't have said they didn't deserve it. You know, the game was that close, there was nip and tuck the whole way. Thankfully, we just got the scores at the right time. We just put a wee bit of gap, a wee bit of air gap in it.
And there, the Armagh are down, Donegal are down. Where's it leaving sort of Ulster football, do you think? Or, you know,
I think it's still Armagh and Donegal are two still great teams. It's, you know, like, if we're to be honest, Armagh probably shouldn't be. You know, they were probably one of the most impressive teams at the start of that league. They've had matches, they just haven't got the results. They drew in Mayo, they could have won it. Maybe, I suppose, somebody said they could have lost it too, but they come back really strong. Galway could have, you know, they had so many games in the melting pot that they were just on the wrong side of the score day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with Division 1. There's very little forgiveness.
And it leaves Ulster, when you look, translate the league into Championship, it leaves Ulster a real dogfight again, because you've Derry have come up as well to Division 1, and as you say, those teams are relegated, they're still very strong, so you have 5 or 6, 7 teams can win Ulster.
You have, and that's the same every year. You take that in Ulster, you go out in Ulster, and if you're not on your game any day, you can do beat. That's just the way it is. And we found that the harsh realities of that last year, so that we weren't at the level we should have been at, and we're rightly beaten 2 matches, and that's the way it is. So it's a matter of sitting down now and preparing again, and, you know, taking it day by day again.